Good evening and welcome to The Angel Connection, a weekly show about all things angelic with your host, international healer and author, C.J. Martins.
Hello, everybody. This is C.J. Martins and you're listening to The Angel Connection on Friday, June 15th. I want to welcome you all for the second edition of my show entitled Just Ask C.J. I appreciate all the questions that have been submitted, and I really look forward to the show tonight. There are already callers in the queue, but here's a number just in case, 1-877-296-0345. Due to the number of callers, I'm sorry if I can't get to everyone. Well, I hope everybody's had a great week. I've had a challenging week, but a good week. And so I was definitely always happy to slide into Friday and spend some time with all of you. I'd like to start the show here with some prayer requests that I have been getting. So please pray for Joanna to help her improve her health and stability in her life. Let's see her needs being met very soon and send some angels to light her way. Please pray for Lewis, who has had severe kidney and other health issues. Please send prayers for Mike to find a job really soon. He and his family really need a helping hand from above, so I'm sending angels your way. Let's all, you know, see him finding that right and perfect path for his employment. Please offer prayers for David, who's been in the hospital with heart and kidney issues. So. Well, due to the questions I received for the show, which was a lot of them, guys, thank you, I am foregoing the segment on the Inspiring News this week in order to squeeze everybody in. But before the angel message, I do have a special announcement to share with everybody listening this evening. I am happy to announce tonight that my new novel, Angel Incarnate One Birth, will be officially released this fall. The book's inspired by a true story and has been a labor of love of mine. Well, love, hate, you know how things go when projects drag on, but for 13 years now. So the angels say it has to come out this year, so I'm self-publishing it. But recently I've had a real-life angel publicist come forward to help me spread the word, and I am thrilled. In order to release this book, I'm going to need some additional Earth Angel help, so I'm making a collaborative effort. Do I have you intrigued? I hope so. So stay tuned for more announcements in the future about how you can help the book's central character, Catherine, become who she was born to be. So now we're going to move into, of course, the angel message, and then we've got to get to these questions. So here we go, guys. Dear ones, the energy this week will support your ability to see the interconnectedness between yourself and others. Understanding that there are no real separation between yourself and others will allow you to feel your connection to Source more deeply. With emotional healing occurring for you at a deeper level now, you can easily dismiss your inherent connection to others. Feelings of separation and isolation are quite common in this world. This is affected by many things. Suffering and trauma can make you feel separate or even discarded, but this is never really true. You are an individual on a journey through your life, but your journey is not a solo one. Each part of your journey affects the world, whole of the world around you. It's hard to understand this effect, but it is real and occurring each and every day. Remember that individually you can transform, but evolution spiritually is a collective experience. Deepening your connection to Source is crucial right now. With so much shifting in the world, you must focus on opening to greater communication from the divine. We ask you to spend time in prayer or meditation this week, visualizing the strands of energy that connect you to others in the world. Opening fully to the depth of your connected nature will open up tremendous opportunities for others to bring you whatever you most need now. This support can be received at many different levels. It can manifest as emotional or financial support, job opportunities, helping you connect to the right person, or even community collaborations. There's no limit to how others can be the facilitators of the universe flowing to support your desires. There are several keys for the successful manifestation of what you want that we wish to share. First is the ability to feel the connection you have to the universe and everything in it. This fosters faith that your intentions will be answered. Another is to allow the connection to bring whatever you need in the most efficient way possible without labeling how it should come for you. If you prejudge or view what you desire too narrowly, then you will block opportunities. The final key we wish to share with you regarding manifestation is the willingness you must have to receive it fully once it appears in your life. Remember this week to continue to let go of things you no longer need. Allow yourself to see the futility of carrying around so much old weight and burden. Make a choice to let go and allow your life to be manifest as it should. Release worry about the past and whatever you feel you didn't do well. Past no longer matters. Only the present moment is significant. You should find an easier flow this week, but know we are here whenever you need us. We celebrate your joy and happiness. Until next time, dear ones, we are the Seraphim. So this week, guys, is about your interconnected nature and that we're not these islands unto ourselves. Well, I know I've got callers in the queue, but I'm going to go ahead and answer a question, my first question here that was submitted to me via email from CC. Hello, CJ. Thank you for this opportunity. I've been given a lot, seeing more visions than ever, and feeling such a powerful surge of energy coming out of my fingertips and even my toes. I was just wondering what God and the universal cosmic energy has in store for me. Am I to lead, as I have been told a time or two? I will give my best to do my best to help any way I can. Blessings be, and thank you again. Well, Cece, I have to tell you that you have such a bright light around you. And even though you're asking this question, I already know you know the answer to this question. You're a very old soul, and I know that, especially coming up for you toward the fall, a new venture, I see a new track, and I see you really taking your light to the world. So I will keep you in my prayers so that that flows perfectly for you. So thanks for your question, Cece. You are definitely meant to lead. Got to shine that light. Okay. Well, let me go ahead and go to my first caller before we get to another question that was submitted. Hello, Jane. Welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hi, CJ. Hi,
hello. I'm Hi. Great. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted a reading because I've been going through a lot. I what my angels have for me. You know, I was supposed to get married, didn't do so at work. It's just been one thing or the other, and I'd rather stay positive. So what do they have for me? Some kind of encouragement, because I was so discouraged leaving work today.
Well, you know what, hon? And this is what I strongly feel. I feel a lot of angelic energy around you trying to help you keep your head up. And I know that when things are changing, that's when our faith gets tested, right? So What I really see for you are, you know, a bigger and better path for you. And so there are many things changing. And so what I really suggest to you as far as, you know, being able to be hopeful is try to look at these changes as new opportunities instead of focusing on what's you're missing or what's been taken, okay, in cases of certain things, but be able to see sort of beyond what you're missing, right, to be able to see other things that are transpiring. I know it's a real shake-up for you, and I don't expect that that's going to last a whole lot longer, Jane. So you just kind of have to...
You just took the next question out of me. I was going to say, how soon are things going to start looking up?
I do that sometimes, so I don't know. It's, you know, it's all that angel juice I got, I guess. But I expect things to really settle out over the next couple months. And this is a necessary transition for you because the future is a lot more about what you really deserve. And I think that there's things that are being taken out of your life that just aren't good enough for you, to be honest.
Okay. Okay,
well,
thank you so much.
Take care, sweetie. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Well, you know, Jane has lots of changes going on, as I know we all do, so we feel for those changes that they consume a lot of our energy. So, question number two is a question coming from Janelle about what career she's going to be successful in. I'm not going to read all of her question here. But Janelle, what I want to say to you is I know that you've had tremendous struggle in your life. And I know that in your career that a lot of your life's been motivated by other people. So I really encourage you because I see you really being very good with jobs that require empathy, compassion for other people, giving them the gifts that maybe you were never given. And I see that as being a very good path for you. So it's time to check what other people want, I think, in your life and figure out what you want and go for that. So thank you for your question, Janelle. Another question. What do I need to do regarding my job? This is from Deborah. She has Asperger's. And she's trying to figure out what to do because she's 59 years old. And Deborah, what I want to tell you about your question is that I see things kind of continuing the same as far as that. I do think that you'll be able to retire early. But I see beyond that something very fruitful for you to do, something kind of your own creation. So I really encourage you to tap into some creativity and just, you know, if it was a little child in you that wanted to do something, think about what those things would do, things that ultimately make you happy. So thank you so much for your question, Deborah. And one more question before we go to the next caller. I have had 5 years of bad luck in love. Will the curse be lifted anytime soon? I kind of chuckled when I read this one. Will my prince come to break the spell? And she said, I also noticed that people with higher frequencies can have trouble with relationships. Why is that? So this is from Christina. Well, I know that, you know, I'm happily married now, but I had at least 10 years of very bad luck in love. So I got you beat there. I know it can feel like that. You know, I see that a lot of things are changing for you right now. And that there'll be a lot of, a lot of things changing, but then being able to open up and be able to sort of draw that healthy relationship into your life. And as far as the frequency question, sometimes when we have a higher frequency in light, that can challenge people, bring fears out in them to be resolved. So that's why that happens. It's called entrainment. People naturally try to entrain to the higher frequencies, whether they are kicking and screaming or not, they do. So thank you so much for your question. I'd like to welcome Alicia, my next caller, to the Angel Connection.
Hi.
Hello, Alicia.
I am calling because I would like to know when things are going to get better. I have been in a rough patch for the past 3 months. And I'm at the point where I feel like I just want to give up everything. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. I just don't know what to do.
Well, Alicia, thank you so much for, calling the show tonight. I want to, offer my support for all these challenges. And, the angels are showing me that, there are a lot of things that cause you great difficulty in your life that aren't necessarily your own creations. They're the creations of other people. And so within that regard, I think that there's just certain relationships perhaps in your life that aren't very good for you. And so, from that perspective, I just see that really affecting a lot of things that you've been going through, which I'm sorry for that. But I encourage you to continue to have faith. I think that right now, like a lot of people who call the show, they're in a pretty deep healing and transition. And so for you, reaching deeper into the things that will most make you happy, even though it's difficult when things are in the external world, in our world, they're very, very challenging. But I don't see this continuing a whole lot longer, and I want to encourage you to hang in there. I see several angels around you, so I do encourage you to really reach out to them this week. The angels are telling me they'll be right there, that you'll actually receive messages. And just ask them to help you heal, just open up to that. And I think that will help you tremendously this week.
I've been calling him. I've been screaming. I've been touching the pillow. I'm, behind in my bills, business bills, personal bills. I've been dealing with a sick child all week. And And it's just been a bit much. I'm, 2 months behind on my rent, car. And I'm something has to give. If they're around me, why do I feel so alone?
I know, sweetie. Well, when there's that presents you with tremendous fear, I'm sure. I've been there. I have been homeless, dear. I've raised two kids on my own.
I've been homeless with my child a year ago, and I just don't want to go back to that with him and him being, you know, sick. I'm trying to get him back in remission, and I just don't want to go through that again.
Well, honey, the angels tell me that that's not going to happen this time, and I'm going to send you a little extra angel energy after the show's over this evening. And I'm going to keep you in my prayers, girl. You stay faithful, and I'm going to make those angels really get you to hear them and see them this week, because I know that you need to know that you're not alone, but you're not. You're definitely not alone.
You know, I do healing work as well, and I'm dealing with these high-maintenance bottom feeder clients, and it's like every time I go to a client's place, I cringe because I want a better clientele so bad. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Karen. I know how that's upsetting when you're trying to create and people are taking, you know, from you.
Yeah.
And my time is so limited on the show, dear. But I just feel like I want to pray with you. So God, please be with Alicia this week. Give her strength to see the ways that these things and challenges and fears can be lifted from her. Touch her heart to know that she is not alone. And you're not alone, honey, because I am pulling for you. Thank you so much for calling and sharing with me tonight.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so that was Alicia. Everybody, send your prayers to her. I've been there. I've done that. It's scary, and it's hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So my love truly goes out to her. I have a question here from Liz. She had three questions. We're just going to choose, what's your guardian angel's name? I actually get two primary archangels that are with you. Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. Your guardian angel's name is Thesu, Thesu. Interesting. I don't know what origins that has, but that's very interesting. Thesu or Thesu. Cool. Okay, well, I'm going to take another caller here. Looks like Joshua is on. Welcome to the show, Joshua.
Thank you very much.
Is this Joshua who's called me before?
I have spoken to you before.
Awesome. What can I do for you, sweetie?
I would love to know what my higher self is communicating with me right now.
Okay. Okay, well, there's several communications that I see really coming through. And some of this, we're getting a little feedback. Do you have the show up loud? Can you turn it down a little bit?
Okay, I have it turned down.
Thank you very much. It was getting pretty distracting. So, back to your higher self question. Believe in enormous possibilities. Dream bigger than you've ever dreamed before. And know that you're capable of manifesting. There's something that you're wanting to create and do. I don't remember everything we've talked about before, but it has a lot to do with dreaming, and dreaming really big, Joshua.
Okay. In a certain direction, or just kind of let it happen?
Well, what you're learning right now, what your guides and angels are working with you, is how to kind of stay in that flow, right? And so Sometimes that's just part of the work. So it is sort of, in that way, something for you to to discover in the flow of it. But I think it is going to become very clear over the next several weeks what that next sort of step for you is, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much, and I bless everybody on the call.
Oh, thank you, Joshua. Joshua calling back here. I'm going to squeeze some more questions in here. This is from Rose. She's wanting to know if she'll get a visitation from her granddaughter, Olivia, this year. I miss her so much. Her mother's keeping her from me due to a misunderstanding. This little girl means everything to me. Well, Rose, honey, I understand, you know, when things are out of our control, but you have a strong bond, a strong spiritual connection to your granddaughter. I know that you're missing, as you said here, 2 Christmases, 2 birthdays now, but you have a link with her, you can connect to her, and you'll always be close, and I see her really coming around and establishing a relationship with you. I'd say it's going to be a little while, dear, maybe within the, you know, several years, but she's going to come back, and you guys will have a relationship. Until then, just think of her as if she's next to you, and keep that energetic communication and connection with her, and know that you guys will see each other again. So thank you for your question, Rose. Here's a good question, and then I'm going to go to my next caller. This person wanted to know how to be more discerning, to know when entities, angels, are truly coming from a God space versus a more self-serving space. And how, as a parent of some very intuitive children, to help them discern the difference between the two and to be protected? I think this is a great question, Dana. Honestly, when you're encountering beings and trying to perceive energies and a being comes to you, then you can say things like, if you're not of God, go away. But mostly you ask them. You know, and with my children, I would always keep the communication open when they would perceive intuitive things like that. So it's very helpful, and it helps them to become stronger in their understanding and awareness of what they're being communicated to. For you, I don't think that you would have a hard time figuring out the difference between the two, because I see that you're also very intuitive, just like your children. But what I do typically, you know, and especially when I first started perceiving energies and things like that, is just, I just look at it and connect to the light, you know, to the light of God in that moment. And so you can just say, God, be with me, be around me, and surround me. And then you could teach that to your children as well. So thank you so much for your question, Dana. Okay, I think I almost need a drink of water here. Tony, welcome to the Angel Connection.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad you got in. What can I do for you?
Well, my question is, I've been having a financial, lot of financial hardship. So I just wanted to see if there's going to be any type of change in, or anything. So you can tell me as far as that.
Okay, Tony. And what are you, are you employed now?
I'm unemployed. I'm thinking about moving out of the city, and this just came in consideration maybe about an hour or two.
The reason I asked is, part of the reason I asked that question actually was that I kept seeing it's like you need to move, or you need to go, or you need to change, you know, you've got to change it up and get out of the energy of where you're at. It's clear to me that you're very much ready to move on. I know it's a big leap to move on and leave where you're used to, but I really see that as being the catalyst that begins a process of change for you. So it's kind of like the angels are like, okay, if you go over here, you know, where you're guided to go, then things are going to fall into place. So this is kind of like an end of an era in your life. And so that's why it has gotten so hard toward the end of that. But I think that you can really break free of that and do those things that you're really feeling intuitively guided to do.
Yeah, I mean, so then there is going to be change soon.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I think the change could come as early, you know, within the next month. But as you're definitely explore what you've, like you said, it was just an hour before the show. Definitely explore that and explore possibilities of relocating, because I really think you've got to get out of where the location that you're at. Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, Tony. Take care.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Okay, so I've got other questions here and not very much more time to go. Question about from July, will I find a partner to work with me on my music and related projects? Okay. So she's wanting to know if she'll get a music partner back. You know, I see, and I couldn't tell from your question if you were talking about the same person coming back, but I do see, especially next year, springtime, a lot of that music opening up for you, the things that you feel like are missing. So take this time, you know, that's going on right now to sort of maybe work on yourself, and then I see you really syncing up with that person just a little bit further down the road. Hard to be patient, I know, especially if you're me. So, Deborah asked, do you think I'm one of the type of people who help people cross over? Well, Deborah, I want to say to you, and when I look at you, your energy and what the angels are saying is that you have a lot of different capabilities, though. Helping souls to cross over might not be where you want to start. But I think if you start maybe even doing exercises as far as perceiving energy, auras, that kind of practice would be very good for you to really open up to, you know, the perception of those energies. But you're very intuitive, Deborah, so I would explore that. But I would explore more getting in touch with your intuition rather than what other people are saying to you. So, okay, so next we have Lisa asks, how can I protect my energy field? And she's having a lot of issues with tension, anxiety, really feeling like she needs to withdraw. And, you know, we all have this kind of, you know, we all have, obviously, let me back up, an energy field that's surrounding us. And the more coherent we can make that light, the stronger we can make that light on a daily basis very consistently. So, Lisa, what I want you to do is wake up every morning. I want you to really, you know, see your light surrounding you and have faith that if you don't want it to come in there, it's not going to get in there. Other ways to clear the energy field, too, are taking a salt and soda bath. So, again, those things can help to kind of get all the energy that may not belong to you out of your energy field. So thank you so much, Lisa, for that. Okay, we're down to the two-minute wire here. I have a friend whose husband's left her. She has tried to take her life. I'm so sorry to hear that. I would love a blessing or angel to guide her through this. She's too far away for me to help at this time. Her name is Wanda. Thank you, CJ. Well, I've asked the Seraphim actually to go be with Wanda to assist her in letting go of the desperation and the hopelessness that I feel for her. So I pray also that she open up to be able to receive that energy that is being brought to her from the angels. So we're on it. The team of angels is on it, and we're gonna go help Wanda. So okay, let me see here. Okay, we're down to the two-minute wire, so I think that's all the questions I have. If I didn't get to your question, I will send you a quick email. It might be Monday, but I promise that we'll be doing that. And I want to talk a little bit about next week's show, too, because next week we're going to talk to D.A. Wells. She has an incredible 900-page resource book called Horse to Water. And so it's How to Thrive. She calls it the Thrival Bible, guys. So I think it's going to be an incredible show. So I hope that you'll be listening. I can't believe that's all the time we have this evening, guys. That was fun, as always. You've been listening to the Angel Connection Show with CJ Martis. Until next week, my friends, remember to be angelic to yourselves so that you can become an angel to others. Take care, and many blessings for the coming week.